Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Yesterday was a good day for the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., both winning Silver Slugger Awards. Bobby Witt Jr. has won a Silver Slugger, a Gold Glove, is an MVP finalist. Best shortstop in baseball.
No doubt.
Best shortstop in baseball. And he's going to be here for the next 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Playing at 119th and all, probably, too.
Okay. Here we go again. Oh, what a day yesterday was, man. Like, that was one of those days, I think, when we go back and think about, you know, the highlights of year one, that'll definitely
work. Well, tell me why you think that. Like, you say what a day yesterday, because for me, I went home and raked the leaves and took a walk. And,
I mean, I did the same, but I mean, so you have Mac and I on about 14 years. Like, I've been doing radio here at this station for a while. But my audience was always after hours, which is what Mac is starting to get used to now, which is, you know, it's a different crowd than the morning people. It's not the same. It's not, you know, people that get in their car every day and do their job 9 to 5, which I love and appreciate those people more than ever. But like, you know, my crowd is they've had their sports, right? And that was my job to come in there and give you something off the wall and kind of be, and then here I am joining Bob Fesco. And it's like, by the way, here's what people are telling me about the new location of the stadium. I'm just telling you what I've been told. I'm not trying to like be propaganda. I'm not trying to be this guy. I'm just telling you, here's what I have been told.
Yeah.
And then you can take it however you want.
Correct.
I am a radio host. This is a microphone. Here's what it is. And so, like, for me, my thing is that it's just, like, after hours, it was, like, I was giving news about, like, Tyrann Mathieu coming to Kansas City, whereas it was, like, you know, yesterday was one of those days. Like, I think that was one of those days where, like, I look back and I'm, like, this is where, like, the noticeable difference in two different programs can be, whereas, you know, like, another highlight would be like Mac's reaction to DeAndre Hopkins coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, right. That was fun.
Right. We even had people from the Chiefs organization be like, hey, that was an hilarious video.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, oh, thanks for, you know, watching. And it's like, yeah. So I mean,
organization, stuff like, I like that.
So, you know, stuff like that is different, but I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere else. I wouldn't do anything else right now. And I'd like to do 14 years with you as well.
That'd be great.
If they'll let me.
Yeah.
But no, that's just one of those things where like, you know, I get home and, you know, maybe once every 3 weeks, my phone will start dinging, you know, with notifications of something I've said or something I've done or something that's in reference to what I've said on after hours. And then yesterday it was just like, bing, bing, bing. I was like, okay, you got to go, dude. I was like, I got to go outside and do the yard work, put the ear pods in and just get it done. So, no, I mean, it was just, you know, it's just one of those days, man. It's a benchmark day for this show. And I'm glad that we were able to give people that information. Again, I will say this and I'll be honest with you. You don't have to agree with us. You don't have to like us. You don't have to hate us. But yesterday was just a day where we were giving you what one person was sent, what one person was told, how you take it, what you believe in it, where you think it goes. That's up to you.
Yeah.
But what we are here to do is to entertain and give you reasons. So when you walked into your office yesterday, you're like, did you hear what they said on 96.5 The Fan? They said there's a chance that the stadium could be in 119th and all. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why would it go there? Or the other side of it was, you know, I could see that. Yeah. And it's not anyone being right or wrong. It's just information.
Right. It's just information that you know, I said throughout this entire process with the stadiums was that when I get the information, I'm going to disseminate that information and you can take it for what you want. I'm not here championing one thing or the other. Hands to the sky. I want a downtown ballpark. Always have.
It's always
been my dream to have a downtown ballpark and in Kansas what? City.
When you get an email or a text or something from somebody that says, hey, Bob, by the way, they're also doing this in the blank bottoms, like, or wherever.
Right,
it is,
yeah.
You're going to come on the show tomorrow, and you're going to do the same thing you did on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I'm just going to give you that information. You can choose to believe it. You can choose to however you want to do it, but it definitely set the tone in the city, I think, yesterday. Like, a lot of people were talking about that and whatnot, and they're still, are they really still talking about it? But it is, because it's a big deal. We want to know where our teams are going to end up, and I was a big champion of that downtown area, but, you know, Mayor L screwed all that up and, you know, didn't endorse a project until a Saturday before a Tuesday vote. Like, anybody's going to find that out. And they had the perfect spot downtown in that East Village location, and then, you know, politics got involved, as it always seems to do, and ruined things. And that's why I said on, I think it was February 26th is the date, because I remember exactly where I was when I got the information. I was on an airplane, and it was one of those, hey, you got a minute to talk? And I was like, yeah, literally a minute, because the door's closing.
And that starts now.
And that starts, yeah, right. And that starts now, and they're like, hey, regardless of what happens in this vote in April, just let people know that there are other options out there for the Royals and Chiefs right now in the metro area. So if this doesn't pass, other areas will be looked at. And people didn't want to believe that, or whatever the case may be. It's the whole F around and find out, right? And you wake up on a Wednesday and you go, oh, God, now they may move to Kansas. Now they may move to the Northland. Now they may move to wherever. And that's the chance that you took. And so the latest one yesterday, which I think does have some legs on it, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't have talked about it, is that 119th and Nall corridor corner there for the new ballpark where Bobby will be playing for the next 10 years.
And it's also the newest ingredient in the mix. Like, it's the newest, you know, pizzazz. It's like, oh, this is a location we hadn't heard. Because when the first couple locations came up, it was like, yeah, no, yes, maybe, no, yes. It was like, those were the only two we had. And then our buddy Robert said he was just with somebody who works at the Sprint facility, and they're talking like it's going to happen too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people there are starting to, you know, and again, that's the lovely part about this job, is that we're not right. We're just informative, and then you're on your own opinionated.
Like, that's where it is. It's this is not my opinion. This is just the conversation that's going on. I got a text from somebody in the know yesterday after the show, and it said Royals to Sprint, Chiefs to Legends. And I'm like, oh, okay. I think the Legends is going to get either the practice facility or the Chiefs stadium. Like, I don't think the practice facility and the Chiefs stadium are going to be in the same state, at least at this point in time. Again, and all this could change depending on if there's a last minute deal. Like, there was a meeting yesterday with the Jackson County legislatures. Frank White didn't show up to that meeting. How does he not show up to that meeting yesterday when, you know, everybody's, and it's a regularly scheduled meeting. They meet every week.
Yeah.
And according to the bylaws, the county executive is supposed to be there. He's not showing up to meetings. And now there's people are trying to get a recall to get him out of office. Like, yesterday took off wildfire, I guess.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I want this to end fast. I want a decision to be made sooner rather than later, so we can break ground and move forward and know that our teams are safe and secure in the Kansas City metro area for another generation to come.
We'll get into Cam Stewart on the other side. Not Cam Smith, our wonderful...
love Cam.
Our wonderful our promotions guy downstairs. So I don't want him to get all upset, because Mac's like, dude, I don't think that's the right Cam. That other Cam guy's super nice. I'm like, no, he is, dude.
He's like a total Cam Smith, because I was thinking of Cam Smith.
I did, not did we? I did, yeah.
Because I probably would have said Cam Smith, too, because he's a stud. That kid that works for us, I love Cam.
Yeah, he's probably listening. Like, hey, what the hell?
But no, it's a good time to go back and look at our poll question that we asked today.
Oh, my God. This is...
You ready for this?
No.
Okay. So we asked the weekly Fesco and Dusty poll question, who's more important for the Chiefs dynasty, Philadelphia Eagles or the Buffalo Bills? 83.9%, 193 votes total. 193 votes. 83.9% have said Buffalo.
Wow. Again, people just aren't connecting Andy and Veach to Philly. They just aren't anymore.
And where I bring this up is, I don't think that you realize that if Andy and Brett are not in Kansas City, that trade never happens. The records aren't the same. Like, the Chiefs don't... I mean, I guess the records were irrelevant, because the Chiefs still moved up from, what, 27th to 10th or something like that. But it's like, I don't understand that. Like,
I don't think people are thinking about Andy and Veach being from Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
And the playground is where they spent most of their days.
Mac, do you think we're wrong about that? Are we being blowhards?
No, I think you're absolutely right.
Are we being shocked? Pinky out, Pinot Noir, like you don't understand football?
No, it's not. I think that's the obvious. I think that the age gap is to such now where people are now going,
you made a good point. You made a really good point. And I brought up this in my head. It was like Nolan Ryan. Like when I was older, like I saw Nolan Ryan's last game in Kansas City.
Big fan of our show, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
That's cool.
I never knew he played for the Mets.
And because he played in 1969.
Yeah, and my dad was like, yeah, he couldn't throw a freaking strike for the Mets.
I'll be honest with you. I very remember that he played for the Mets as well. But like you start to think about it and you go, because I remember being a kid and seeing him with the Astros and looking and going, he played for the Mets. Why'd they let him go?
Right. It's like, well, I don't know, man. Like, it's like, you know, it's like you look at that and you're like, yeah, those things happen. You said Andy Reid. Some people don't even remember he coached for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. Think about when you were 10 years old, like Xavier Worthy was when Andy Reid came to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. What were you doing at 10 years old? You worried about who the NFL coaches were? Maybe Mac and...
I was listening to WWE Volume 3, dressing up as Mr. Ass for Halloween, collecting wrestling action figures.
Yeah.
Getting kicked out of school for doing the DX sign. I didn't know who the hell those...
No, you didn't know anything was that. Or, you know, I was 10 years old in 1987, for God's sakes. Like, who were the coaches? I mean, you don't know. Like, so we're getting... And a lot of folks that, you know, listen to us are getting into their 20s and whatnot now. They were little kids when Andy Reid was coaching in Philadelphia. I know it probably makes Andy feel like, oh, my God.
Just for fun, here's your rankings from 1997 in the AFC. New England Patriots, 10-6 in the East.
And who was the coach of the Patriots in 1997?
That had to have been, what's-his-face?
Pete Carroll, I think.
Probably had to be.
Oh, no, it was. Was it Pete Carroll? It wasn't Parcells then?
Nope. Okay. 96 was him because they went to the Super Bowl that year.
Mm-hmm.
The AFC Central was AFC Central.
Right.
Right.
Mac, did you even know that was a thing?
AFC Central.
Did you know the Seahawks used to be in our division, Mac?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The AFC Central, the Pittsburgh Steelers led. Can you name all the teams that were in the AFC Central?
Oh, no.
In what year are you talking?
1997.
All right. I'm going to... Oh, 97.
And so, I gave you one. So you got Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati.
Correct.
Give me a second here, because it had to be Baltimore.
You only have 60 seconds.
Baltimore.
Cutting back at you.
Baltimore.
That's there. There's two more you're missing.
Indy? No, they were in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland wasn't around then.
Mm-mm.
Tennessee?
Correct.
Tennessee?
Time's up. Who is Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that's right.
The Chiefs.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the leaders of the West, 13-3, they had the best record in football that year.
Tampa was in the NFC West at one point in time.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.